Welcome to We Are The Watchers. Tom. And Leah. Are The Watchers.
Welcome to We Are The Watchers, episode 78. Tom, hello.
Hi, thumbs up.
Thumbs up. We're trying not to talk about Game of Thrones because we've already spoken about Game of Thrones.
That's right. Go listen to that one if you want to.
Yeah, that's our reactions, our thoughts on the fifth episode of the season.
The penultimate.
I like that word.
So I also enjoy antepenultimate, which is the second
to last.
One
before. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think that this episode was pretty good, and I've enjoyed all the different reactions that people have had.
Hey, stop talking about Game of Thrones.
Sorry
you
about
said
that.
We wouldn't.
Oh, I got confused. Ugh. You've got a lot to get through today.
So much.
You showed me your list, and I was like, oh, okay. So I don't even know why I'm wasting time.
I did three sit-ups to get some extra breath.
How did it go?
Poorly.
Pain.
Not my thing.
Fun quiz coming up for you later on.
Huzzah.
Bit of a chat about stuff that we've been watching as well, but do you want to get into the cancellations?
I think we should. I've got things broken out into sections. So we've got news, new shows, returning or renewed, cancelled, and a few on the bubble.
Does that mean that they're sort of giving them half seasons until they decide whether they...
It means we won't find out till later in the year because they may be mid-season shows or they may just not come back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so diving straight in, the news. Lego Masters Australia has been doing well. There's been two seasons of the UK. Confirmed that it's coming to the US later this year. I did some digging because I got very interested and I saw the show is being executive produced by Brad Pitt's Plan B Entertainment.
Don't they usually do movies?
Most of the time, but I adore them because they pick passion projects and give people money and stay out of the way.
Lego here has done very, very well. People love it.
Yes, and I can see it doing very well over there. Especially if it's Brad Pitt, then he can lean on his famous friends to come be involved. Will Smith should be in an episode. I could see him being a good Lego builder.
You know he would like it. Also, do you think, what do you reckon the potential is for Australia to pick up the US version over here? Do you think it will come to television here?
Not in the same way. I don't think it'd be promoted in the same way. I could see Foxtel getting the rights for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And putting it on somewhere there. But yeah, I was thinking about who would be great guests. I think the best guest judge I can think of would be Christopher Walken because every single person would bring their stuff out. He'd just go, wow.
I reckon I could see someone like Quentin Tarantino showing up to
sure.
be a judge.
Oh, that's a really good call.
You know that theme that they're going to pick for his judging is going to be quite dark and violent.
Bet he'd get super animated and really into it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
that's
need,
a good
you need
call.
Those excitable and positive people.
Speaking of Lego and excitable, so Lego Movie 2, obviously, lots of fun. The home release is coming out here soon. It's already out in the States.
It just feels like that was ages ago that you watched it.
We went to that preview. We saw a preview 2 months early. They held off for school holidays in Australia.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, with all the extras, they revealed some characters that didn't make the final cut. And one of them, there was going to be a not particularly magical wizard who was going to be an unlicensed character called Gary Potter to be voiced by Daniel Radcliffe.
It didn't make it in?
Didn't end up making it in.
Do you know if his scenes were recorded?
I don't know fully. Huh. There's no footage to be seen.
Oh, man,
that
what
they
a
released.
Shame.
But that is a real shame.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, Gary Potter.
There was obviously a reason it didn't happen.
I know we said we wouldn't talk about Game of Thrones, but there's someone who used to be on Game of Thrones who's doing something cool. Richard Madden, who was Robb Stark.
Yes.
Who was recently on
it's in the, Bodyguard.
The Bodyguard.
Yeah, that TV series.
So he is in the front runner to be cast as a character named Icarus, I-K-A-R-I-S, in Marvel's The Eternals, which is the one that we've been hearing whispers of Angelina Jolie being heavily involved.
Well, he'd be a good get then.
I think so.
From watching The Bodyguard, I know he's very fit.
Yes.
And would be very good at doing superhero action moves.
And Marvel have also been saying that potentially the character will be a gay character, one of their first openly gay characters.
Okay.
And I could see him being a bit of man bait.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
A handsome young man.
Yes.
The former king of the north.
Well, these are a royal family in space. They're not quite the Inhumans, which Marvel had a crack at doing a TV show and was going to be a movie at one point. But they are I don't know. They're really difficult to explain, but they're tied to the Celestials, who are those giant god characters we've seen throughout some of the other movies and all sorts of stuff. They're clearly going for a very diverse cast. At the moment, the ones that we've heard are potentially Richard Madden, Angelina Jolie, and Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that is that. That's very different.
Yes.
Those three actors are very different.
Yes, you wouldn't pick them in a pool.
No, no.
So stay tuned.
Yeah. I can see Angelina Jolie and Richard Madden being in something together.
Yeah.
But I never would have picked it as a superhero show. Anyway.
Yeah. One other little Game of Thrones thing. So we all talked about the Starbucks coffee cup mishap.
Loved it.
So a media company did some numbers, data crunching, and there were so many other social pages that jumped on that and either posted that image or did some version of that using their brand. They reckon that Starbucks ended up getting roughly $2 billion worth of free online advertising out of that one mishap.
Unbelievable. And you know it wasn't even a Starbucks coffee cup either.
Yep.
It was just a takeaway coffee cup.
But just so many people assumed it was Starbucks and used that in their discussions or memes or takeaways and things.
Well,
that's
phenomenal.
Pretty good.
Oh my God, they killed Kenny. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Did you see the trailer for Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint?
Yes.
Did you notice a certain someone formerly of Walking Dead?
And Punisher.
Uh-huh. John Berthenol getting in the mix.
He's the bad guy in it, I think.
Yeah. Former ghost.
Mm.
Now calling himself, I think they would call themselves the Wolves.
Oh, like a direwolf, maybe. Mm. Gosh, we're crossing all these sorts of different cultural references.
So that's out October 4th.
It looked cool.
It does. The last Ghost Recon was great fun, but they got in all sorts of trouble with the Bolivian government for portraying Bolivia in such a way. So this time it's a fictional country.
Nice move.
Clever.
Very clever.
Yes. Suicide Squad with James Gunn. Moving forward, he's going to do Suicide Squad 2 and then jump back over to Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Mm-hmm.
If you've watched many of James Gunn's films, you'll notice that his lucky charm is Michael Rooker, who we also know from Walking Dead.
Yep.
He is looking like he will be cast in Suicide Squad 2.
Okay.
No great surprise there. But he may be playing King Shark, who is a 8-foot-tall humanoid shark man.
You have told me about this
I love him so, so very much. The longer he's out of water, the dumber he gets. So he's kind of like Hulk, but not angry. Right? Whereas Hulk gets stronger, the angrier he gets, King Shark gets stronger the dumber he gets.
What? Yeah, I can see how that would be a thing.
The more the shark brain takes over.
Yeah.
The
primal instincts kick in.
Yes, but having redneck Michael Rooker as a humanoid shark, I'm really on board with that.
I like him as an actor.
Me too. He's Mary Poppins, y'all.
Yes. Yeah.
You got any news?
Yeah,
I'll let you have a
couple of little things. This one's a bit different. Although, I can segue it from Marvel.
Okay.
Not that that was... No, yeah, no, we were still doing a bit of Marvel.
Yeah,
bit
in superhero-y. There.
So Andrew Garfield, who was Spider-Man, is going to be in a new movie called The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
What's up with Tammy Faye's eyes?
Do you remember her?
No.
Okay, so Tammy Faye, I'm pretty sure she's no longer with her. Her husband definitely is no longer with her. The film's based on a 2000 documentary of the same name, and it was all about that Christian TV duo, Tammy Faye and her husband Jim, and they were on television in the 70s and 80s and were very famous.
Right.
And then things went wrong and things went bad. When you see her face, you go, oh, I know that face. I probably didn't know anything about her. So it's quite a famous story in the US. So it's interesting to see that they're attaching someone like Andrew Garfield to it, because in my mind they were middle-aged people. So maybe it's sort of the rise and fall of that couple.
Sure.
But yeah, so that they're only just casting and saying who's doing it. So I think we'll probably have to wait a while. But it's called The Eyes of Tammy Faye, because she used to put a lot of mascara on.
Oh, she was all about it?
Oh, yeah. A lot. I also saw that they're doing a bit of John Wick 3 chat.
Oh, yeah.
A bit of that. But did you
see?
Yeah. Did you see that they were talking about when they were filming in Morocco? They sussed out this area. They're like, this location's brilliant. We'll get this. We're going to have some dogs here. So those dogs are beautifully trained. Except what they didn't realize when they came back is that that's actually a super convenient and popular area for street cats to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And those stray cats were raising hell. Those dogs were having a hard time doing what they were getting paid to do.
Well, I really hope that that's given them an idea for a John Wick spin-off.
Yeah, I would like that.
Because dog lovers love John Wick, despite what those films do to you emotionally. Yeah. But I could see, I would watch a cats versus dogs fight movie for sure.
I think most people would, right?
Yeah, especially if it was an action movie.
Yeah.
Where we're going, we don't need roads. Unless you're listening to this in your car or on a bus or, hang on, we actually really do need roads. Guys, can we get some roads?
So I've been following a little while because maybe two or even 3 years ago, Nickelodeon announced that they were going to do some animated movies of some of their more popular 90s shows. And they showed a little bit of footage of an Invader Zim movie and a Rocko's Modern Life movie.
Oh, no, I'm going to have that song stuck in my head now. For most of the 90s, I had that song stuck in my head.
It's a great song to have stuck in your head. You know what washes out really nice? The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Yeah,
straight on afterwards.
Yeah, I really, really like that show.
Mm-hmm. So Netflix have announced that they have now got the rights and that they are going to be premiering later this year the Invader Zim and the Rocko's Modern Life animated movies.
So why did Nickelodeon not want to screen it themselves? I'm interested to see how to hear about how this is working.
Honestly, and this is without any knowledge from my part, it's got to be because most of the audience that watched Nickelodeon as a child has Netflix now but does not yet have children of their own. It's got to be some sort of mix there.
Yeah, so there's a deal where Nickelodeon still it has to have some sort of Nickelodeon production attached to it. Surely.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I think their name's still all over it, and it's just a matter of Netflix are distributing it.
Cool.
But it'll probably get seen by a lot more people.
Yeah, and that's a good point.
It makes more of a cultural impact to put it out on Netflix.
Absolutely.
Rather than just go, hey, guys, come back to Nickelodeon.
Yeah, and 30-somethings are like, no thanks.
Yeah, whereas imagine if you're sitting on the couch 10 o'clock on a Friday night and you see there's a Rocko's Modern Life movie. Yes, please. I will go and put my Hawaiian shirt on in order to watch said film.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Interesting.
Oh, I hope they keep going and get cow and chicken or cat dog. And there's
oh, my gosh, cat dog.
Cat dog.
Was Rugrats a Nickelodeon
thing?
Hell
yeah. There's a Rugrats live action movie coming next year.
They had a video game, I'm pretty sure, as well. I didn't play it. But
Rugrats are back at the moment. Like, there's teenage Tommy and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. And then, so we'll get into all the renewals and stuff in a moment, but there's one specific one that I need to dig into the bag, pluck out for us to dissect a little bit.
Ooh, I like dissecting.
So Friday, our Saturday was Black Friday, and that's when the upfronts are happening and all the studios are announcing their shows that are picked up or not picked up. Mm. And for a lot of actors, they might only find out then. They might not know well in advance. There are some shows that literally, like the studio makes a decision 2 hours before the upfront.
That's rough.
So it's tough. Fresh off the boat, got renewed for season 6. Very exciting. Any show that gets renewed for a sixth season, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Be stoked about that. The main star, Constance Wu, who last year had a massive hit with Crazy Rich Asians.
Is Crazy Rich not happy?
Her first tweet was just the word fuck. And then this is terrible.
Which could be, oh.
And then she went on Fresh Off the Boat's Instagram post about the renewal and wrote the word dislike.
Really?
And had a big rant about things. And then backtracked it and apologized the next day and explained, you know, oh, I had this passion project that was about to start filming and it was going to be really challenging. Playing Jessica on Fresh Off the Boat is something I've done for 5 years now. There's no challenge. I like to be challenged.
Wow. Talk about, okay.
All the while, her co-workers would be going, what?
And yeah, they're like, yay. Oh.
Everyone who just had their show cancelled is just like, you
are a piece of work.
So she's ruffled feathers before, but this is peak rufflage.
Mm, yeah. That's rough.
So it will be very interesting to see what the fallout from that is for
her. She certainly can't be the first ever person who has been kind of hoping that their show gets cancelled.
Not at all.
You know, because things get lined up, like she said. But to be so vocal about it, something tells me, and I've got no idea, I'm just guessing, that perhaps it was in the evening when it was announced and maybe she'd had a couple of bevvies beforehand.
There was a bit of that, but it's also that's just how she talks online.
Yeah, okay. That's just her.
So out of context, her stuff looks really bad. In context, it just looks bad.
Okay, great.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
That's enough news. Now, take a deep breath because it's all about to happen. We're going to kick off with some new shows first.
Okay. So we're starting with...
We're going to start with the really positive. Here's some exciting stuff. Then I'm going to give you the great news of the shows that are coming back, the ones you love. Then I'm going to give you the sad news of some of the ones that aren't coming back and some of the ones that will be on the fence. Ooh. And then we'll talk about what we've watched.
Perfect.
Okay, you ready? Take my hand. Let's run.
Let's do this.
So some of the new shows. NBC have announced that they, of course, Good Place is coming back.
Of course it is. We already knew.
Yeah. But it's now being paired with a new Mike Schur show.
Oh.
It's called Sunnyside. It stars Cal Penn, who you might know as Kumar from Harold and Kumar, and plenty of other things, where I always go to first.
Yep.
He was actually a presidential aide to Obama for a couple of years, like quit acting and went and worked
in the White House.
So when he ended up, like, he's been on Designated Survivor as the head of the press corps. He knows that stuff.
Mm.
So this is a comedy from Mike Schur following his character as a disgraced councilman. Who has to move back in with his sister and is living on the couch and takes a job helping people who are hoping to become citizens and teaching them about American life and American politics and stuff like that. I saw a very brief trailer. It was maybe 45 seconds. They've done the same thing of Good Place of you cast a big name or two and then have everyone else be unknowns of a very diverse background. There is a Nigerian guy. He might be Ethiopian.
Okay.
But like a really interesting mix of characters. I think it's got some good potential.
Yeah, I kind of like the premise. The premise has me interested already.
Yeah, Sunnyside. So that'll be out September.
Let's keep an eye out.
Netflix have got a live-action version of Legend of Zelda. This has been rumoured for quite some time and people have
Nintendo
suspected.
Fanboys are going to be beside themselves.
Yes, it was a little bit of confirmation. No other news yet, but stay tuned.
Okay.
A&E have got a show coming called Top Dog.
Is this actually about dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is about professional versus amateur canines running a course.
Okay.
So it's kind of dog showy.
Yeah.
It's kind of Wipeout mixed together, but it's police dogs or service dogs up against regular dogs, and we will see who's got the better training.
Really fun.
Yeah, really. I don't want to watch that, but.
Oh, no,
there will be a lot of people that will love that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then History Channel have got a new show called The Unexplained, and it's got some of the X's capitalized, and it's hosted by William Shatner.
Oh, no, this is amazing already.
So it's Shatner doing a...
It's all the conspiracies.
I just want him to say, chupacabra. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are certain phrases. Yeah. I want to hear him say, the Jersey Devil, the Loch Ness Monster. You know what I mean?
Those are stories that are going to happen.
They have to be.
Oh, that's the kind of show, it's 8 o'clock at night, you've just finished dinner and you think, I don't really feel like watching something huge because I'm a bit tired, but I just want to sit down and watch something.
Mr. Shatner, will you please explain the unexplainable?
Explain the unexplainable. That's what you'll be watching.
Yeah. So that's the coming soon, the new stuff. Mm-hmm. Renewed. And I've broken these out into studios.
Cool.
And I'm just going to list them off. If you hear one that makes you happy, give it a little cheer at home.
Okay.
Thumbs up for yourself. So ABC have got Fresh Off the Boat Season 6, Bless This Mess Season 2, The Rookie Season 2, Nathan Fillion.
Yep.
That's been getting great reviews. Single Parents Season 2, Taron Killam.
Yep.
I've been enjoying that.
Yep.
Grey's Anatomy got renewed for a double of Seasons 16 and 17.
Oh, my gosh.
Still going, Shonda Rhimes.
It is phenomenal that that's still a thing.
Isn't it? Raise your hand if you know someone who watches Grey's Anatomy still.
Mm-hmm.
I see no hands.
There you go.
What else have we got? How to Get Away with Murder Season 6.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And announced only an hour and a half before the upfronts, everyone knew that Goldbergs would get renewed for Season 7, but Schooled, the spin-off, has been renewed for second season.
That's great.
Very happy about that. And from what I read, it was you get Goldbergs cheaper if you renew Schooled.
They've done a deal. Of course they have.
Over on FX... Not a huge amount of news, but What We Do in the Shadows Season 2 is confirmed.
Awesome.
When we talk about what we watched this week, I will be bringing up What We Did in the Shadows because this episode was amazing.
I'm excited already.
CBS is renewing so much of their stuff. So Man with a Plan Season 4, which is Matt LeBlanc.
Mm-hmm.
Bull Season 4, Hawaii 5-0 Season 10, SWAT Season 3, SEAL Team Season 3, MacGyver, Madam Secretary, and Blue Bloods. Hawaii 5.
They're happy with all of that.
No, sorry, not Hawaii. Magnum PI had already been renewed.
Oh, okay.
So they've basically renewed everything.
That's great.
NBC have locked in Brooklyn Nine-Nine Season 7.
Imagine if they hadn't.
Oh, I know. That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah.
It'd be almost like when Yahoo bought the rights for Community and made one shit season and then nothing more. All those promises of six seasons and a movie.
Nothing.
No movie. Mm. This Is Us got renewed for an amazing three seasons.
Oh, wow.
Seasons 4, 5, and 6.
They must have done a solid, this is where the storyline's going.
Very much thing. So. Yeah. And they are in bed with the creator. Like, okay. They're locking him down.
Yeah.
And Blindspot confirmed for a season 5, which will be the final season.
Okay.
So they hopefully get a chance
to get a bit
up.
Of closure with that.
Yeah. True TV has renewed plenty of stuff. Carbonaro Effect, At Home with Amy Sedaris is getting a season 3, which is fantastic. And Adam Ruins Everything. They've added more episodes. You know I'm
terrific.
Happy about that.
Yep.
Showtime is giving Billions a season 5. Mm. Fox is giving Orville season 3. History, two that I'm happy with. In Search Of with Zachary Quinto is getting a season 2. I really enjoyed that a lot more than I thought I would.
I remember you talking about it and it did sound was pretty solid.
Yeah, and Evil Live is getting a second one, which was the Travis Pastrana recreating Evel Knievel tricks at Vegas. They're going to be doing a second live one, and this one's much more about Nitro Circus. So there'll be a lot of people doing a bunch of stunts.
Cool.
Cartoon Network, Mike Tyson Mysteries is coming back in August for season 4. You know I'm amped about that. Norm Macdonald as a pigeon.
Does it get better than that?
Nope. And then Netflix have Mindhunter season 2 dropping in August.
Okay.
Which I don't think is following the same cases, but I believe the same cops are around, same detectives.
That's all right. We can do something fresh.
That's right. Now, I've decided instead we're going to move just on the fence because there's only a few.
Okay, on the fence.
Just from NBC. And basically these shows are all pretty recent comedies or dramas that work as mid-seasons, and so they're going to hold off until later in the year, see how their new shows perform as to whether these ones get Abby's, The Enemy Within, The Village, and AP Bio.
Oh, okay.
Which is that wonderful one I love of Glenn from Always Sunny as a horrible teacher.
Yeah.
So hopefully that gets to come back for
me. Yeah, you enjoyed that.
I did. Now we move into the cancelled.
Okay.
So I'm not going to dwell on any. There's a few here that hit me hard. I won't dwell on too much, but if you hear one of your shows, I'm so sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
All right. Brace yourself.
Audience Network, You, Me, Her is finishing with season 5. CBS has cancelled Fam, Happy Together, Life in Pieces, and Murphy Brown.
Murphy Brown. Okay.
The ratings are awful.
I didn't watch any. I don't think I watched much of the original.
No. ABC, hooly dooly, they took out so much. Splitting Up Together, The Fix, The Kids Are All Right, which was just starting to find its legs. Yeah, which
that
Michael Kudlitz.
Yeah.
The Cool Kids, For the People, Whiskey Cavalier.
Ah, okay.
So Lauren Cohen might be free to come back to Walking Dead sooner than expected.
We'll see Maggie again.
However, of all the shows that were cancelled, this was the one that I heard has the strongest chance of being picked up by another studio.
What, Whiskey Cavalier?
Yes. So similar to Brooklyn Nine-Nine getting picked up, they can stay with the same production company. And it's partly because that production company has put in so much money to making this series and it's all tooled towards international audience that they want to keep making it.
Okay.
But the one that hurt me the most from ABC is they cancelled Speechless.
Oh, really?
Mini Driver's show about the family with the eldest son with cerebral palsy. Man, I was gutted. I love that
show. That's surprising.
Yep. That show is important.
Gee, okay.
Yes.
You're right. I'm a little speechless about that.
Yeah, it didn't have great ratings.
Okay, so that's why.
Yes. TBS cancelled Angie Tribeca, which was not one, it didn't get the audience it deserved. They had 4 seasons, so they did really well. That was Rashida Jones, kind of like a police squad or a Naked Gun style piss take of cop shows. And then Fox, they got out the big sickle.
They went hard.
They took out The Passenger, Proven Innocent, Star, Rel, Empire is getting one final season with no Jussie Smollett.
Oh, interesting.
And they killed Lethal Weapon.
Oh, they did they?
Yep, they did it, the bastards.
They actually did it. I kind of felt they might.
I thought they'd get one more shot at it because things with Stifler really worked out.
Yeah.
And they rejigged and rebooted the final episode to set things up for season 4.
Damn.
South America somewhere.
That's
or
a real shame.
Yep. Oh. So let's pull one out for favourite shows that we've lost.
That was a lot of shows. That really was a lot of shows.
I told you it was a lot.
It was an awful lot. All right. Well, we've got a quiz coming up for us very soon, but let's kick in with some stuff that we've been watching. Now, as I spoke about this and the fact that it was about to happen, and you know, I'm going to say the name, and you're not even going to be surprised that I did watch it, but I watched a show on Netflix. That was a movie.
Nailed it.
No, I watched Wine Country.
Oh, you boy, of course you did. I saw you put the picture up the other day. You were very excited.
Yeah, I had to do it. Look, I had a lot of fun watching it. It was a nice giggle. There was a character in there that I was sure that they probably tried to get Melissa McCarthy for, because it was a very Melissa McCarthy character, but they had to get somebody else. And I think the lady did an amazing job instead.
Do we know what lady it was?
Yes, we certainly do.
I think I can picture in my mind. Oh, she's from AP Bio. Paula Pell.
Yeah, sure. Paula Pell.
I've seen her in a bunch of things where she looks like she's enjoying Melissa McCarthy offcuts.
But what I think she probably brought more to than Melissa McCarthy potentially could have was those sort of, how would I put it, those quieter tones to the character. But the best character hands down was Maya Rudolph's Naomi. Like it's Maya Rudolph, right?
There's no one else it could be.
Even Amy Poehler wearing a strap that looked like she was wearing a handbag, but it was actually attached to her phone. I was like, that is amazingly bad.
Ooh.
So you wear your phone like it's a bag.
Oh,
it was so bad. I loved it so much.
That's like those mid-90s sunglasses things you put around the back.
Yes.
Keep it on?
It's the same character. It's the same kind of person would have worn that.
Did she own a bum bag?
No, because...
For those of you listening in America, I'm referring to a fanny pack.
And for those everywhere else,
fanny pack. Yeah. Front bum.
Rachel Dratch was there. I haven't seen her in too much since SNL, and she was on a few 30 Rock episodes.
She's very good friends with Billy Eichner. She's on Billy on the Street all the time. Right. He tormented her with obstacle courses.
She's good.
She's great value.
I always liked her in SNL.
She's famous. Like, she breaks easy, but she doesn't ruin scenes.
And her facial expressions when she's like, I'm feeling confused about things. Yeah, you just did it. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
She was Debbie Downer.
She was. Oh, God, I love Debbie Downer. And just the whole mom jeans. Anna Gasteyer was there again, who I hadn't seen since maybe Mean Girls.
Sure. She's on Schooled. She was on the Goldbergs for a while. And I also saw her, what was that show? People of Earth.
What was People of Earth?
With Wynette Scenic.
Is that like a series?
No, it's a half-hour comedy of people who believe they've been abducted by aliens in a support group.
Cool. Did it only have like...
2 seasons.
Okay. It wasn't around forever then. That's a shame.
It's good. I think it might be TBS.
Okay.
Yeah, worth a look.
Got a few Tina Fey scenes in there as well. Wine Country was good. I did see somebody have a huge issue with it on Twitter.
Of course.
To the point where you're just like, whoa, there were strong feelings about something that I just smiled whilst I was watching. Have a few giggles.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so glad you're invested a lot. What did you watch?
So I mentioned What We Do in the Shadows, which I'm adoring this series. Like, I love the original film. They've done such a clever way of expanding that universe. There have been a few moments that are similar to stuff on the show, but it's really found its own life.
Yeah, right.
Last week...
Which is great.
I won't say what happened, but they did something terrible that meant they had to get dragged in front of the Vampire Council.
That would have gone down well.
Well, they've never mentioned the Vampire Council up to this point.
Oh,
in the mythology
okay.
of the world.
Okay.
And they made it seem like it was going to be this really serious, scary thing of a vampire. And they get marched into one room, and Dave Bautista is sitting at the table, Drax, as a vampire, who reveals himself to be called Gary the Vampire.
Perfect.
And they're like,
wonderful.
Not Gary the Impaler or something. He's like, no, I'm Gary. I'm a vampire. So it turns out he's not in part of the council at all. And they go through to the next room. Like, he was a prisoner. They go through to the next room. And it's the most star-studded thing I've seen on TV in years. They had the original vampires from What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yes.
So Taika Waititi was leading the council with Jermaine next to him and the guy that plays Deacon.
Oh, yes. Which this was is brilliant. Great.
Then they had some of the other vampires from the show. And then we met the leader of the council, Tilda. And then the camera pans around and it's just Tilda Swinton.
No.
As Tilda Swinton with chompers in. And then she introduces the other vampires around Evan Rachel Wood from Westworld. She was part of the Twilight series. She then makes a joke that she tried to get Rob clearly Rob Patterson there on the day, but he doesn't do this stuff anymore. Then it cuts around to Danny Trejo from Dusk Till Dawn.
Wow. And
the best Mexican ever. He's, yes, wearing a vest with no shirt.
Wow, then, this is amazing.
Then Paul, a.k.a. Paul Rubens, Pee-wee Herman, who was the vampire in Buffy the Vampire movie back in 92. This is what I mean. And then they cut to Skype for the vampire who couldn't come in, and it cuts to it, and then Evan goes, oh, this fucking guy. And it's Wesley Snipes in the Blade glasses on Skype, but sitting right next to the window during the day. And they're like, oh, look at you, you fucking show-off daywalker. And his Skype is so badly lagged that they, like, just ignore him for the conversation
he's
and stuff.
He's just there.
But they make, like...
So, that's a lot of gets.
And then Jermaine Clement's character's like, should we start now or are we still waiting for Kiefer? And then Tilda's like, no, Kiefer said... So someone else says, no, Kiefer was busy. And Tilda's like, really? Kiefer is busy? Tom and Brad saying, no, I get, but Kiefer?
That's...
So they just reference all of these vampires from different movies and they all just... bicker and infight with each other.
That's phenomenal.
Wonderful.
Ah, oh, that's a lot of hype.
And you can tell some of them got filmed by themselves for availability and
that's
green
okay.
screened in.
That's
I did
right.
not mind at all.
Yeah.
Just, oh, it felt earned because this show has, as I say, it started with, as part of a universe that had already been established, but built it really slow. And then slowly they've been adding these parts that were kind of hinted at in the original film.
Oh, nice.
You know, we've had werewolves, but they're not worried about being swearwolves. That's a polite New Zealand thing. These guys are almost defensively, like they're really racially defensive because everyone's like, oh, you guys are werewolves, or are you all Native Americans? And the main werewolf was Arj Barker. And he's like, no, I'm Pakistani. I'm not even Indian, let alone Native Indian.
What a solid
this
episode.
Show is great.
How do they go up from here?
Well, I think they've got three or two more episodes left this season. And then, yeah, they announced after how strong that episode was that season two is ploughing ahead.
Perfect.
That they want more of this. And I they could keep this going forever.
And you'd be happy.
Yeah. Just the way they're getting inventive. They added one vampire that wasn't in the film, original film style, which is the energy vampire. And that's someone who... talks to you and makes you so annoyed or just wanting to die. They sap your energy. And then that person now has a nemesis who's an emotional vampire who's the person that was, oh, you know, I'd come to the party, but I just can't because I've got to look after my uncle's cats because he was in a horrible car accident.
Different type.
Those people, emotional vampires?
Yeah, they're on Facebook a lot.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, if you haven't checked out What We Do in the Shadows, it's very rare that I would say you don't need to see the movie, but this is one you do not need to see the movie for. It's just funny. It's The Office, but with vampires.
It's and everything
bumbling
you want
idiots.
Good television to be.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Look, I don't know about you, but I've seen this pop up on Netflix a lot. It's not new. It's from about 2016, and I finally decided to watch it. Phoebe Waller-Bridge's Crashing.
Ah.
Where she is someone who is a squatter. Because, you know, in the UK, that's a thing.
Yeah,
way
squatting.
More than it is here. Squatting in a hospital with a whole heap of other people. And she's a horrible character. Everything she says is just horrible. But you laugh at her because she's funny.
Okay.
Also, some people just find her horrible. I don't think there were that many episodes. There were maybe 6, 8 tops. I liked it, but I think I like Fleabag more.
I think everyone likes Fleabag more, don't
Fleabag they? Was exceptional and was the one that was made after
sure.
Crashing anyway, but it was a good way for her to start, I think.
Yeah.
Get her name out there. It's still on Netflix. I'm sure I've seen it there for a couple of years, easily. And I think it was one of the first that were on Netflix for us.
Okay, and you decided now's the time?
Yeah.
Getting in?
Now's the time. I got in. It's funny. It's got some funny moments. It's got some irritating moments. It's got some bits where you're like, oh my goodness, is that something that just happened? And then it doesn't always turn out to be exactly how you think it is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's a great character, but there are some other actually funnier people who you genuinely get a lot of laughs out of.
Okay.
And if you're looking for something that's English, 6 episodes, half-hour episodes for a laugh, crashing.
Do yourself a favour.
Do yourself a favour.
Nice. So I'm going to just run through a few quick ones.
Yeah, go for it.
Because it's just top-line stuff. Did you see the trailer for Watchmen?
Yes.
Yes, is right.
Now, you've been talking about this for a while, so obviously I knew a bit about it before seeing it, so I was already had a bit of hype when it came on.
Yep. I think they're going to push it really, really hard during next week's Game of Thrones. It'd surprise me if they don't. It's HBO's next great big hope until Westworld next year.
Mm.
It's Damon Lindelof of Lost. It's The Watchmen, which is one of the most famous comic properties ever. It's not the same as the movie, but it's modern day retelling, reimagining, blah, blah.
So it's like a... they've redone it.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's not a continuation.
My favourite part of that trailer is seeing the sea of people wearing the Rorschach masks, because that mask with the black dots, the Rorschach mask, is so iconic. Mm. And it's, yeah, I think having a sea of people wearing them is a really natural progression for the mindset of that character to infect other people.
Mm.
Did you see the trailer for It Chapter 2?
Didn't see this one.
Spooky.
Hmm. I'm into it, so.
It's Jessica Chastain in a house, and I'm scary, and I'm scared.
Should you not have? Should you not have had to have put yourself through it? Is it one of those ones where you're like, oh, that was way scarier than I wanted it to be?
Fucking ready. And I'm like, I'm pumped. There's going to be some horrible gear.
Do we know when it's coming out?
Not long.
If this is the second one, we have to assume
Halloween-ish.
Soon.
Halloween-ish.
Yeah, it's still a bit of a wait.
And then I think I tagged you on it, but there's a film coming to Netflix May 24th called Rim of the World.
This looks good.
A couple of kids. One of those kids is from The Kids Is All Right. The show canceled. The redhead.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, it looks like some kids go on a summer camp, and while they're there, Independence Day happens.
Mm-hmm.
Or not Independence Day.
Yeah, the non-Independence Day. It kind of reminded me, it was a cross between Stranger Things and that Australian movie that was based on those books,
Tomorrow When the War Began.
Was that kind of
Nailed
thing?
Nailed it.
Yeah.
100%. That's what I thought when I looked at it. I thought, oh, this is a younger American version of that mixed with a little bit of Red Dawn.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people are going to watch it because of those tones that it gives off.
I'm in. Yeah. 100% I'm in. It looks great. It may not be a great movie, but it looked like great fun.
Hmm.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. returned for season 6. It'll be a shorter season. It seems that they've addressed everyone's complaints and stuff, because some people wanted more of the show in space, some people wanted it more back on Earth. So now there's a team that are stuck in space and there's a team on Earth who don't have any way to get them back.
Oh, no.
And aren't working on getting them back. They're like, you've solved that. We've got stuff to do here. Very happy with that.
Yeah, there's something about being stuck or watching characters being stuck and they know that there's no way out. That makes good storytelling, I think.
Yeah, and they've got missions to do there. Go and do that stuff. Maybe you'll get back home later.
Yeah.
And then finally, I went to the movies with Shay the other day and we went and saw Detective Pikachu.
And?
Pika. It was good fun.
Yeah. It looked like it was.
Yeah. It was, I think if you knew nothing about Pokemon, it would still work for you as a movie.
But most people have enough knowledge.
Got to have a bit of knowledge.
Yeah. It's one of those entities, I would call it, that people, you know, stuff about it.
Yeah. Pikachu is so damn cute.
Do you remember when it was first like announced that Ryan Reynolds was going to do the voice and people were like, ah, what the hell? And then the trailer came out and people were like, oh, actually, yeah, that voice does kind of work. And did it work?
It does work. And there's a really good reason why he has the voice of Ryan Reynolds that I won't get into. But you get a direct answer to why that is and it makes you go, oh, okay, yeah, that all right, that makes total sense.
Yeah,
sure,
cool.
You'd have Ryan Reynolds' voice.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, great fun. They show some of it in the trailer, but the stuff with Mr. Mime just killed me. It was so funny.
It was good.
I hate mimes, but something about like a really pissed off, snarky, petulant mime Pokemon. And then Psyduck. Psyduck was probably the MVP of the movie for me, of just, holy crap, how do they make a duck that can only just say Psyduck that funny?
Groot?
It's not even as expressive as Groot or anything.
I
really don't understand how they made this duck work. The duck works.
They're magic.
Mm.
And what did Shay think? She loved it?
Loved it.
Perfect.
Loved it.
That's
so
great.
It is very much a younger aiming film, but do beware there are some scarier moments.
Okay.
Being Pokemon that are, you know, most of them are cute and cuddly, but there are some in there that are scary.
Yeah, yeah.
they get subjected to some sort of substance that makes them go feral, and there's some monkey ones. I can't remember the name.
Oh, yeah, I remember the monkey ones. Yeah, I can't remember the name either.
But they get juiced up
with
stuff.
I know who you're talking about,
and Shay
yeah.
was genuinely scared of this moment.
So not too many moments.
No. Right. She was fine with it, hasn't stuck with anything, but just parents know that going in there.
Just
that
beware.
There's some nerve-wracking moments.
Do you feel like doing a quiz?
Yes, please.
Quiz time. Where were these TV shows set?
Ooh, okay.
I've tried to pick a whole heap of different ones from a whole heap of different areas.
All right, let's do it.
Having said that, I'm just looking at them now. They're all in America.
Well, most shows are filmed in America until the last few years, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So, Fargo, the TV show. I'm mainly basing this off season one.
Is it Iowa? No, not Iowa.
It's one of the M's.
Minnesota.
Yeah, and I think I can't remember if it was season two or three or both of them. I get those two mixed up as to their location, but there were some that were around Minneapolis as well.
Mm.
But yeah, up there around the M's.
And that's Minneapolis. Is that's Indiana? Is it not?
Chicago's in Michigan. No, Illinois. I don't know. Sliders. Do you remember Sliders?
Sliders.
I really liked that show back in the day. I was really into it.
Now, I believe that might have been filmed up in Toronto. I think that might have been a Canadian production.
Where was it set, though? It was definitely set in the US.
It was set in the US. Was it Boston?
Oh, it's the other side.
Seattle.
Lower.
LA.
No, in the middle. San Fran.
Okay.
Yeah, San Fran.
Tech Valley, of course.
But I mean, at the same time, like you spent so much time in other universes. So.
I thought Boston because Timeless spends a lot of time in Boston because it's all about the traveling through history.
Yeah, right. What about Stranger Things? It is a fictional town, it's in a state that exists. And it starts with I.
Iowa. Idaho.
People call their kids this name. Girls.
Indiana.
Yeah. All right, so this one has got two answers.
Okay.
But I think you're going to be okay because it's The Walking Dead.
Mm.
So in the beginning where it was set.
In Georgia.
Yeah.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, so that's where it was set. And then they moved. They travelled up. They wanted to go to Washington, D.C. And I'm pretty sure Alexandria is supposed to be around Virginia.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all still filmed in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
I don't know whether that'll change because a lot of TV shows and movies have now said they're going to go elsewhere after some Georgia state rules. But I don't know. I haven't heard from Walking Dead. So
they've got to ring you back.
They're going to give me a call back. Okay. Second last one. Hawaii 5-0. I mean, obviously, but what island?
Oh, that's on Oahu in Waikiki Beach.
What do you reckon the original one? Do you reckon the original one was set in the exact same area, or would that have been Honolulu? I don't know.
So Waikiki is the main beach strip in Honolulu, and that is where Hawaii 5-0 police precinct is on the beach next to the statue of, and I apologize to any Hawaiians listening because I can't say it, but the Duke, the king who, the man who was amazing at surfing,
yeah,
has a statue right next to the Hawaii PD or Hawaii 5-0 station right on the beach there.
I believe that's the same stretch of coastline that Greg Brady was trying to surf and fell off.
I believe so.
Very important. Mm. Finally, I'd be surprised if you ever saw this show, but it's famous enough for you to at least make an educated guess. Ally McBeal. I'll give you a clue. You've already said the name of the city.
Boston.
Boston.
Because wasn't Boston Legal a spin-off?
There were all of those kind of shows around that time.
David, what's his name?
Not Williams. Was he the one that was married to Michelle Pfeiffer?
I'll go with yeah.
I don't know if they still
was
are.
It David, not David S. someone. I don't know.
That guy. With those shows. Quiz time. Over and done with.
Pew.
Lock that in. If you've got any quizzes that you want to throw at us, you can send them to thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com. That'll be good. And don't forget, if you are following Game of Thrones, we've only got one more episode left, and we already have up our recap, our thoughts about episode 5 already up on in the feed. Mm. That was a doozy of an episode.
It was a big one.
A lot of people with a lot of thoughts.
Tail end. And then we got one more episode, and then we can go back to focusing all energies on Watchers Prime.
Yeah, Watchers Prime, that's right. That'll be so much more condensed. We won't know what to do with ourselves.
I'm going to take up badminton.
Do you know, I'm going to start writing Game of Thrones fan fiction.
About what should have happened.
I don't know how angry or upset or satisfied I'm going to be by the end of the end of by the end of the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I may just go ditto or what they said, or I might have my own theories that I want to throw out there.
Nice.
Either way, oh, so much passion. So many thoughts. Tom, thank you very much.
I want you to turn to the person on your left, then turn to the person on the right. Know in your mind that one of you three will fart in the next 5 minutes.